Hey guys, so awesome news. I did my first lease signing. It's extremely exciting, but at the same time, it was a lot of work. Persistence was the most important thing in keeping myself going, and persistence is what I want to talk about today. Last episode, I spoke to you about doing showings, and you know that definitely helped me out a lot with this first customer, or first client rather. Lead generation. So one of the most difficult aspects of real estate in New York City is lead generation and finding qualified leads. You know, you want to find out a lot of information very quickly, and personal information at that. So there's a lot of people who want to live in New York City, but there's not a lot of people who qualify to live in New York City. One of the ways that I was able to generate leads and good leads was from a website called Zillow. Basically, they sent out some leads for rentals in New York City. And one of the clients gave me a call and we were just going over everything, asked him for his income, asked him for his credit score. After, you know, I basically did a little pre-qualification over the phone, we got more serious, and the following weekend we went to look at apartments. So the reason pre-qualification is important is so that you don't waste your time. If you have a client that wants to see a specific area on the Upper West Side of New York City, you could show them all the apartments in the world, but if they don't have good credit or a good income, they're not going to get the apartment. So you could show it till your face is blue, but it's not going to do anything to benefit you. So once my client passed my pre-qualification questions, I asked him a few questions, but one of the most important questions that you could ask them is, what is the perfect home to you? And then you just keep quiet and listen. Listening is the most important aspect of that part. You don't want to interrupt them. You just want to hear what they have to say. Whether it seems unreasonable for the area, you just want to continue to listen. You could talk to them later about what's realistic, but at that moment, that's their time to tell you what you need to do to get them an apartment. So once I had the client, you know, we started off with, like I said, asking him what his perfect home was. Once we did the pre-qualification and I found out what the perfect home was for him, I started doing my search. And this process took about 2 weeks. This client had to move in by the 1st of September. So we wanted to make sure that we were being diligent and not wasting time showing him things that he wasn't going to take. So the first time we went out, I showed him a bunch of one bedrooms. And, you know, one thing you have to bear in mind is that the client doesn't always know what they want either. So it's kind of like a little playing the ropes kind of thing. You want to make sure that you're showing them what they want, but also giving them more options as well without giving too many options. I know that sounds a little weird, but it's the reality of showing apartments in New York City. There's a broad range of them and a broad price range. So you want to make sure that you're giving them all the best options possible. So with my client, it took about 2 weeks to do everything. The first weekend we went out, or the first day rather, I showed him about 5 apartments. They were all one bedrooms and all walk-ups. He was looking on the Upper East Side because he was working at the hospital over there. So I showed him the first like 5 apartments that first day, the first Saturday. And basically what it enabled me, and again, listening is key. He told me that he didn't want to be on a 5th floor walk-up, which was important, especially given his budget, and that he didn't want to be above 97th Street or below 86th Street because it would be too far from his job. This is all information he did not give me when I asked him about his perfect home. So this is going to be information that you have to work into your search. So once we did that first time out, I knew that, okay, I have to stay within a certain parameter. And then I also have to show him things that are not third, fourth, or fifth floor walk up. Now, a one bedroom apartment is unrealistic within his budget to do that. So I started showing him luxury studios and showing him the benefits of having a luxury studio, such as you don't have to stay in the apartment all the time. They have a gym in there. They have a pool. They have a study area. They have different rooms that you could utilize where you don't have to stay in your apartment. And this was kind of taking a chance, but he absolutely loved it. He saw the apartment, and we filled out an application right away. We had the approval within the next week. Now, if you can't tell, I'm sounding super confident right now. And the reason that is because I was able to do my first sale successfully. If you remember from the previous podcast, I said that confidence is the key in doing. So you want to make sure that even though it's your first one and I'm dealing with the first building manager, my confidence was there. It did not seem like this was my first rental, and to the building management or my client, they believed in my ability to be able to get it done. And what's even more important is I believed in my ability to get it done. You have to believe in yourself. That's really the most important thing. The key takeaway is persistence. The most important lesson is to listen to your client. It enables you to find them the perfect home and close the sale. Lastly, persistence is key to closing your first sale. Always remember to find the little spark of motivation to keep you going. Thank you for listening.